In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, we speak with Joel Haggard, USMEF Senior Vice President for the Asia Pacific. He said the tentative contract agreement that has apparently brought an end to the West Coast port labor impasse is being well received by Asian meat buyers.
The resolution of the West Coast port slowdown should be met enthusiastically by Asian buyers of beef and pork, especially those in Japan and Korea, where the volumes are quite significant. In 2014, the U.S. exported approximately $2 billion of beef and pork in chilled form to Asia. The chilled pork trade alone is worth approximately $1 billion per year. And we see an average of about 1,000 containers of chilled pork being shipped to Japan monthly. There are some workarounds if there's a delay in shipping. Product shipped out in chilled form can be frozen down as it crosses the Pacific. That's not a desirable option due to the price discount that frozen product has vis-a-vis chilled product. There's also the option of flying product. That's a very expensive option, but there were increased air shipments to Japan and some to Korea.
While shipping delays create the greatest shelf life concerns for chilled beef and pork, Haggard explains why the situation had also become very troubling for importers of frozen meat.
Chilled beef and pork are the most sensitive to any shipping delays. But importers of frozen product, like that for chilled, depend on sales to generate profits, but also working capital to purchase more product. And the lack of product flow has meant squeezed cash flows for many importers of U.S. product in Asia. To the extent that squeeze will now be ameliorated with more predictable arrival times, the end of the West Coast port action will be welcomed by all.
For more on this and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.